coming to Matthew to assess and in to assess and in coming to Matthew to Zion portrays the Seder and the various mitzvahs which are associated with the Seder. And at the end, at the very end of the Achayuch HaShchometz and Matzeh, the Rambam apparently was not satisfied with just stating what the halacha is, but he had simply attached a siddur, an agoda, to Achayuch HaShchometz and Matzeh. I would like to speak about the differences between Rambam Sagode and our Nusach. Rambam at the end of the conclusion of Tomei Tzumate Perfes, so appended in Agode, and with the following statement. Nusach Agode is the Rambam's statement written by him. Shenoagu bo Yisroel bizman Agolus kachi. What is the Bishman HaGolos? As a matter of fact, when the Rambam speaks about the Seder in the beginning of Perek Ches, Chometz Matzeh, so he always emphasized and always say that Bishman HaGolos, it was different. For instance, let us analyze it a little more. Of course, there are differences between the Nusach HaGod in which our ancestors said when the Bishamil stood on Harabais and in the Hedekah on Pesach. So to say, when the Pesach was a perfect Yom Tov, it means every halachic duty was fulfilled by the people. In the Ram will always say, for instance, he writes, the Venus is from Shulchan Aruch, the Olev Morer V'Yerek Acher, U'Matzo V'Chareset, V'Gufisho K'skemisha Pesach, ובשר חגיגו שיהיה מהבו עשו, דרך חפה לא חייבת. ובזמן הזה מביאים על השולחן שני מיני בוסר, איכות דרך לפסח ואיכות דרך לחגיגו. So the Ram does not describe here the Seder as בזמן הזה, but on the contrary, he describes the Seder as Pesach, the Seder as the Seder during the time of the Bishan English, and he adds that this man is there, it is different. So this Seder that the Ram portrayed is the one which our ancestors, our forefathers, observed in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. This is the real Seder, the genuine Seder. However, this man is there, the man is there, it's not genuine, it's not perfect, because something is missing. So, for instance, right here. Seder Asiyah Smith Veselo Baruch HaMishu HaSakachu. This is a Seder. B'tchila Meizgin Kos Lechol Echol Echol. As if nothing had happened. Exactly they used to do what we are doing now. In Zohar Be'er Tera Gofen, the interval of Kiddush, Hayim, Uzman, Yakas, Uzman Veshelse. Rakach Mevim, Mevorech HaMtuas Yadayim, Mevim Yodot. Mevim Shulchan Aruch, the role of Moria is the car. The Yerek, Achir, not Moria, Umatzel Haresis, the Goofy Shot Kelesa Pesach, Upsach Adigo Shayima Bosa. No, what kind of a Seder is it? It's not our Seder. It's a Seder of the people who work on temporaries of the Vietnam English. But you learn, this man is there, it has been altered. It is not the same. Bizman Hazeh, מביאים על השולחון שני מיני בוסר, איך עוד, בשביל שני קשים, איך עוד צריך לפסח ואיך עוד צריך לנזיק. היא דפרינה פרפרנס, היא בפסח ירושלים. דפרינה פרפרנס. ובדין היא דפרינה פרפרנס, from time to time, the Rambam points out that בזמן הזה היא דפרנס. דרן תרגיל, שבכל הדלס, ונריך לי בוסר צורי, שולוק ומבושל. This is the kasha which is related to the Korban Pesach. We have no kasha related to Korban Pesach. It's a simple reason, because we have no Korban Pesach. But Bizman Abayis, they used to ask a question which was exclusively dedicated to the Psara Pesach. Then, Duna Tamachas Shepchalos, when they were Bosat Soli, שולוק ובושל, והלילה הזה כולו צורי. Then, אבל חגיעו, he made the following modification. Again, the same modification. בזמן הזה, הם ראים לה, והלילה הזה כולו צורי, שאין לו מקום, ומסחל בגנוס, שאין לו מקום. So he skipped really the question. It's again, the normal, the frame of reference, this is Zman HaBayis. Zman HaZeh is an exception to the ordinary exception. Next, when he speaks about lifting the matzah and the pesah, the matzah and the moya, when moya zeh shenechem ha-shumah, or matzah zeh shenechem ha-shumah, and he said again, umar zeh ha-shulchon lefanot, zehim ha-pesah zeh shenechem, השם שפוסח הקדוש ברוך הוא, מי אבות אביסינו במצרים, שנאמר, אבל מה אתם זה לך פסח? וזה נגיע נוסף. בזמן הזה, אין הפסח שהיו אביסינו, איכלים, בזמן שזה שקיים. השם שפוסח. שנת פסח זה שעון איכלים, אבל פסח זה שהיו אביסינו איכלים. הגיע. The normal frame of reference is פסח בזמן הבית. The exception to the rule is the פסח בזמן הזה. Next. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Cholom Asher Golanu Migaolat Avosinu Mitzrayim Vigi'onu Balayla Hazeh Lechol B'Matzah Moreh. It's good. This is in Beit HaMikdash. Ubizman Hazeh Meisik Kirin Ad Hashem Elokeinu Elokeinu Avosinu Vagiinu B'Me'ad Migaolim Acherim Abonu Kaseinu Sholim Tzvichan Vigin Harecha V'Sasim Ad Hasecha ונראה שם מנזוח ונפצוח, אם קיצו ברוך את השם גאול ישראל, ובואו עבר את הרכב המשי שגן. The normal brocha is the one which used to be recited by our ancestors in Yerushalayim. We don't do that because what we will say, you cannot say anything which would contradict historical reality, so we say it a little different. What? I don't hear you. Which word? We go on, I'll have a little bit of math in here. The Rambam is nearly. We go on, I'll have a little bit of math in here. I'm going to Pesach. This would be indicative that actually the word is also this man. The Nuskhoi, I mean, it is related not to Kizman Abayis, but Kizman Azeh. But in Rambam, if you read Rambam, it's a good question. When Kizman Azeh makes it as King of the Shem, the King of the Tia, the Seinu, Yagirinu, the Vatam, the Golem, the Heer. Kizman Azeh, apparently, that he has the Mishkav, the universal Mishkav, is with you on the Lala Azeh, Lechu, the Matzim, and Morayam. It's a good question. You see, in the Mishneh, in the Mishnah is the Shamayim or in I don't know, you have a Gemara about Gemara Pesachim, you do a Gemara Pesachim, I don't know Pesachim. The Mishnah is like that. Excuse me. the Mishnah that I read. The Chesed Begula, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Tes Zayin, Kuf Tes Zayin, Amad Beis. The Chesed Begula. What does he say? Rabbi Meir Reimir, Rabbi Tav Reimir, Asher Galonu, the Gola of Sarasen of Mitzrayim, the Sarasen of Mitzrayim, the Lohi Yachesen, it was a broche Tzore, not a broche Aruche. Rabbi Kiv Reimir, Rabbi Kiv Reimir, he made transformed this broche in a broche Aruche. It means which contains not only Shevach, but Eidoye as well, not only that. Shevach in Eidoye, but Bakosh and Tzir as well. Rabakivye, Oyoimir, Rabakivye Imir, Kein Adishem, Rakein Lotei Aviseinu, Yageinu Lemeadi, Velegolim Acherim, Aboim Mikrosenu Lesholim, Smeichim Bimiyan Erecho, Vesosem Balet Zesecho, Veneicha Utsham. Napsochim, 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 Ad Goal Yisrael. Most of them interpret it as a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Akiva, who whether the broch ha-shavolom le-gol ha-shavolom le-mitzrayim is a broch ha-ktsore, the sachas b'boruch and the chesamis b'boruch, there is no element as the kosher or request in the broch, but as a broch ha-shavolom, I said, We are saying, "Kina Hashem al Kina Yadinu, Ma'amu Gavachim." Whenever there is shevach and bakosh intertwined, intermingled, it is a bracha aruch. The Rambam interprets that this is not there was no machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tav. It was a question I mean, revolved about the problem of when the bracha was. Who was formulated. According to Rabbi Meir, the broche is an old broche of the Pesach, which they used to celebrate, I mean, in Yerushalayim, when the Beit HaMikdash was still on its place. Is according to Rabbi Meir, the whole broche consisted in just a shevach for words of praise and gratitude, for making us survive and celebrate Pesach. And that's close enough. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva, it was like a chum, Rabbi Akiva, of course. So Rabbi Akiva, no, you cannot say, you cannot, so to say, forget that it's a time of, that we live in time of chum and crisis, and it would be most appropriate for us to learn to extend the broche, to make a broche aruche out of this broche, in order to insert a tefillah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that history should change, and that the Melech HaMashiach should come, and the Beis HaMikdash should be restored to its previous glory. Yes. As a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Pirush HaMishnayis, I believe so, is the Rambam, I don't remember exactly which words he uses. The Rambam interprets that. It's not a question of the Achleket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, in a matter of fact, Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara told me Rabbi Tarfon was a Kain, Rabbi Tarfon, Shimei, Beis HaMikdash, that once, and many shares about Mumin, Mubuhiz Abalmum, he used to address to Rabbi Tarfon because he remembered, I mean, the all those shares, I mean, since his days as a young king in this Amigos. Rabbi Tarfon was much older than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva already was, Rabbi Akiva was born, was Zachachum. Although Rabbi Akiva was already belonged to a generation, a post-Chum generation, Rabbi Akiva. It is Rabbi Tarfon, they had no need for the to convert the prophet Moshe Rabbeinu into a bracha ruche, the bakoshi, becoming she's kayam. I mean, there is no need for bakoshi. A contra, you see that the Moshe Rabbeinu contains not only the Torah, but for the missing in the place, which are the Mishmor, which are foreign for us in the past, but about Koshe for the Gula Shlishis, for the real Gula, for the genuine, I mean, redemption of the people, and being in Bilsamidash. Then I shame on the Kermel, again, when I was going to say, I'm going to start showing, Snaith in the Vinyan Echo, with Sophin, my David is Echo, the Necha Shaman has Wachim, and I'm Sophin, I should have been a dome of two Mizrachach or Rotem. This is the reason why there is Lechu B'Matzu More, and we don't say Lechu B'Pesach Matzu More. Because this broche, I mean, a contra B'Tarfu, included Abakoshe, included already the times, particularly Rabbi Kiva. A contra Rabbi Kiva, this broche, Lashar Golonu, addressed itself to the historical situation of food. And Rabbi Kiva inserted a special bakoshi for that. They tell me then, during the times of Rabbi Kiva, and so he couldn't say we're going to allow us there, we're going to allow us there, the Pesach, there was no Pesach. It's only, according to that, in the first part, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed which He bestowed upon you. The chesed which He bestowed upon us consists of one thing, that we survived. We survived, and we celebrate another made in another Pesach. If you want to, why is it so important? Because on Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed mitzvahs, and the Matzimor, for Matzimor we thank you. Because actually, we don't allow the Lechu B'Matzu More. However, Pesach cannot be mentioned because Pesach, the Bishamish, is in debris and ruins. You cannot say that. Thank you for Pesach. This would not be true. We attended, we had it right away. The second part, Bakoshe, which refers exclusively to Pesach. Hakina Shemotino. יביא למעלה ומחירה, ונשאים, סמך לבי נרחם, וסמך לבי נרחם, וניח השם על הזוכם ונפסוכים. מה אתם מורה עוד הזמן של ניח השם על הזוכם ונפסוכים, מה אתם מורה? אז מה אתם מורה, יצאים את הכל לזוכר פעם בפור. The only question is, what is the בקושי? The בקושי does not revolve around מה אתם מורה, but the בקושי revolves about what? About being a מקדש, מחורבוני, about the restoration of the בית המקדש. This is the Rambam, and it fits very well in the Mishnah, Did you see what the Ram says in Pirkei Mishnah? No? Only if I could switch it. Just a minute. Here it is. The Aloha Kerabit Kiva. The Ram here says the Aloha Kerabit Kiva. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis would appear with the Gidi. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis gives us the impression as if there is a disagreement between Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Kiva. No, the way he formulated it in Mishneh Teret, it's no disagreement between Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Kiva. It's only Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Kiva speak, each one speaks of a different period, a different era. The pre-Churban era and the post-Churban era. This is the pre-Churban era, is Rabbi Tarfus Nusche, the proper Nusche. If the Mishnah speaks of Esther Churban, or the period which followed the Churban, or Rabbi Kiva's Bakoshe, it fits in this frame of reference. So, just a moment, fine. By the way, I mean, while we are busy with explaining the Machlekes Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, I would like to add the following. what Rabbi Akiva added is not just because it is Pesach night, it's proper to say it, to be misspelled, to address our prayers to God that the Beis HaMikdash is horrid. The Beis HaMikdash is horrid. And ask him to accelerate the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash and therefore. This is not because Pesach, and Pesach night, I mean, is there are young Tegin with the Chum Beis HaMikdash per se is not, which I'm not, we haven't been affected so much by the Chum Beis HaMikdash as Pesach. Well, Pesach was a different one in Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, this man in Yerushalayim, where Israel ben Yonah was on his place, the Beis HaMikdash. So a different place. Basically, people, the Jews, the contemporaries of Beis HaMikdash, couldn't imagine a Pesach without a Kom Pesach. Without his Kom Pesach, it was not Pesach. The Pesach was not complete, and completely dislocated, and they simply did not feel the Kedushas HaChag the way they used to experience before the Chum Beis HaMikdash. Then, of course, Abakoshe for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash is in place. Rabbi Akiva's Abakoshe. But I believe there's more than that. Rabbi Akiva apparently that in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, there should be the Malchus, the Geula HaSidah, and the Malchus of Beis David and the Bein HaMikdash is a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Masr Bignus Misayim B'Shvach. Was Shvach? V'ayitin Hashem Hashem Yad Chazok El Tzayim Tiyo. Or Ma'aran HaYudor HaYurad Mitzrayim. He's in the Shvach. In the Shvach is also we must but Masr Bignus Misayim B'Shvach is more than that. Masr Bignus the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should start, begin with the very, with the humble origin of the Am Yisrael, it's called Eid HaRizor, Eid HaRizor, and finish, not only with Mitzrayim, with Yitzach HaDash Ba'achav. No, this is not a Shvach we are so proud of. Not a Yitzach HaDash Ba'achav for this. Finish, with his tikkun olam, the Malchus Shaddai, and the Geula HaSidah of the whole world, and beyond. And the being Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva HaRei Meisiv, who have more of it, Rabbi Akiva HaRei Meisiv, Kein HaShem HaKein Yageinu Nadu L'Golem Acherim, Smeichim Bivinyin Erechol Nitzosim Bavei Nesecha. This is a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that? Of the Geula HaSidah, how do I know that? As the Geula HaSidah, the dimension of the Geula HaSidah, and our profession of faith in the Geula HaSidah, and also the tefillah, as the Geula HaSidah should arrive as soon as possible, how it belongs into the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, into the system of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that? What Masr Bignus Misayim B'Shvach? Somebody can say Shvach means what happened in Mitzrayim 4,000 or 5,000 years ago? So a reinterpretation of the semantics of the Shvach, the Sayyid Mishvach, it's more than just Shvach. That Shvach is important. Important is that there is a second name on the Malchus of Shaddai. How do I know that? I have a very simple proof of that. That the Kos Shlishi, the Kos Revi, has no mention of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not a word. In Rambam, not a word, because the Rambam has no Halal HaGoru. The Rambam has Kos Revi, he hasn't got a Halal HaGoru, should be recited of the Kos Revi. Nor does the Rambam have Nishmas, where Mitzrayim is mentioned. Nishmas. No. All the Rambam is Halim, from the Rambam of Kos Revi, you recite the Kosheri Hallel, means Leilonu, until the end. They say Ya'alucho, Melech Mulo, that is Brachas and Gudbar. So can you find the Yisipa Yitzios Mitzrayim in the second half of the Hallel, which we recite over the case reveal a mention of Yisipa Yitzios Mitzrayim? Not a single mention. Not like a theorem. So what is the answer? The answer is already, the answer is no. And it might be that this is the Machlokes Shammai and Beis Hillel, how much Hallel, how many psalms of Hallel you say over the second course. The name of HaMashiach HaBash HaLoko. According to Beis Hillel, you say two chapters. Hallel Avi Hashem, Metis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Metis Yisrael Mitzrayim, Yav Bezak and Namul Yeshu, the first Yisrael Mitzrayim. According to Beis Shammai, you say only one chapter. Hallel Avi Hashem, Yishu Hashem, Yach Ma'adim, Yishu Hashem, Yishu Hashem, Metis Yisrael Mitzrayim, he lives for the cost of it. Why is it? Because according to Beis Shammai wanted that the first Revi should also, the Shira of the first Revi should include at least a reminder or a day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why Beis Shammai said that the Yitzias Mitzrayim is a part of the Hallel which I recite over the Kos Revi. And apparently Beis Hillel didn't care about it. And Kos Revi is a paradoxical. Kos Revi is one of the four places Shel Gula. It means the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is divided into four parts, and the fourth part is Hallel, but the very funny Hallel. The Hallel which has no, the Gula Mitzrayim is not mentioned. You start with Lom Lashem Lom, for sure, for 10 Mitzrayim. So the answer is, as the Agula is mentioned in the fourth class, not Bongura, he mentions in the fourth class. For instance, you say Hallel and Halak Godel and Nishmas. Go ahead. And in according to the Rambam, Agula is mentioned. The Rambam has no Halak Godel nor Nishmas. Gula is mentioned in Hallel itself, in the Leilonu. Hallel it begins with Leilonu. But it is Gula Atzidim. Then it's a double portion from it, not a Chachna Kabbalah, but the fourth course is Gula Atzidim. If you see us Mitzrayim, so this proves the following assumption, the following premise, that namely, that Gula Atzidim is a part of the master of the Nisim Sarim Mishra. The Sarim Mishrach means in universal terms, in cosmic universal terms. The Malchus Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread and include everybody, not only men, but any living thing. Rabbi Akiva already introduced this motif from Tikkun Elul and Malchus Shaddai. Introduced it, Rabbi Akiva, into this Baruch Hashem Golonu of the second class. The second course is Yadena Shavatim Le'adim Le'gom Le'cherim Abon Le'sen Le'sholim Tzmeichim Be'udi and Erechem Le'sotim Le'nizdecho, which means then the Gula will be complete and then the Gula Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim will reach its apex and then then Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim will fulfill V'neidah L'chor, when this Gula will come around, will finally do realize the great universal Gula, the Neidah L'chor, it was okay to hear you, Mother, the Lachna Azor, and the Shechel, the Shechel, the Neidah L'chor, Shir Chodosh, Al Gula Seinu, Al Tudus Nav Seinu. Shir Chodosh is so only for us, and say, why is not Shir Chodosh? Why is Shir Chodosh? It's the question, so the Neidah says, Shir Chodosh means, you apply Shir Chodosh, you speak of Shir Chodosh, is the Gula which is responsible for singing the Shire is just of a transient character. Of a transient character. Then we say Shiro Chadosha. But when the Gula is permanent and total, is then is not sure Chadosh Shabbat, a stronger noun apparently, Shir Chadosh is a stronger noun. Is then it is Shir Chadosh. And interesting is how they interpret the Agore. לצורך אנחנו היום לילה כבר לשבח אחר אלינו ולברך לעבר לכבוד מי שעושה לה ושאין הניסים האלו לצורנו מאזוס לחיור עצמי יום הניסים חמישים לגולו הוא הפקיס about תשובות גולו, about מצרים צריכים לסקת, סקת מקוס, סקת מקוס במצרים the whole סיפור בין the whole סיפור is related to מצרים so אם נשאר לסקת לפיחות after telling, narrating the great miracle which happened in מצרים before the absolute, yes, this itself generates an obligation or a duty on our part to say Shire, to recite Shire. But what kind of a Shire? Shire Chadosh. So, for me, Shoshana Nisimayil, it's one of Maldus Tachirus, Shiva Ligure, Mafir Leogore, the name of the Fanov, but not Shire Chadosh. Because we are speaking about Gulas Mitzrayim, because Mitzrayim was the transient character. In the Shira which we sing Kaddish Baruch Hu, because of the Gulas Mitzrayim, is connected exclusively, in the second course. When Alu Adi Hashem, when the Kaddish Baruch Hu Mitzrayim is connected exclusively with the Shira Mitzrayim, and the splitting of the sea, the Kfiyas Hayom does not include yet, our Shira does not include yet our faith and our belief that the Gula will be completed in the future. It will become universal and almost cosmic, the Gula. Include everybody. It's only over the second course we deal exclusively with the Tiyas Mitzrayim, the name Aleph of Shiro, Chadosh, Haluko. What is the Shire? The two Psalms of Haluko. The two chapters of Haluko. Haluko, Alu, Alu, Hashem, Yishon, Hashem, Vero, and the Tiyas Yisrael, Mitzrayim. Just a minute. When you come, when you get to Ashagolono, the goal of Ashagolono in Mitzrayim, after you are through with the Shire, which is related to the Tiras Mitzrayim, you begin to say the Brocha. Ashagolono, the goal of Ashagolono in Mitzrayim. We go on, Allah, la go, lecho, b'mat, femora. Rabbi Tafen does not have to review or to repeat what kind of a Shire will say, and the point of Tafu, it's only one short brach. Rabbi Akiva have a message. Rabbi Akiva extended it. But what Rabbi Akiva is here? Ken Hashem Elokeinu Yadeinu L'Meyadin V'L'Golem Acherim Ha'Yavoyim V'Tachim V'Sholem. But this is just a personal, private question. If I want to, then I should survive and be able to celebrate the next holiday. Ken Hashem Elokeinu Yadeinu L'Meyadin Acherim V'Golem V'Tachim V'Sholem. Smeichim B'Vinyan Arechor. Not to make the time already. Make in the way in the Recha, we suffer in the Aved Etzecha. Make Hashem in Azvachim, in Apsachim, Asher Yagi Adom HaMafir Mizbechach HaLechotzei, it means the service of Migdash will be rebuilt. We made the Lecha Shom Shvei Recha, Shir Chodosh, Al Gulaseinu, Avdus Nafshenu, Baruch Atu Ad Hashem Gual Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva Shir is already not related exclusively to Mitzrayim, but when it says Shmeichim Bevi in Erecho Vesosu Mevi Secho, it means being in a Midrash. What the restoration of the Midrash means to us, I don't have to tell you that. It means the Gula Asidah. Gula Asidah means not the provincial Gula, not the limited Gula, and not the transient Gula, but it's the great Gula which redeemed the whole world. That is called Shir Chodesh, stronger, more potent. In the Rebbe Rabbi Akiva introduced into the Agode the motif of Bias HaMashiach, Melech HaMashiach, and being, even though, we are dealing with an event in Mitzrayim, which is gigantic and very powerful in itself and justifies Shireh, but we are not satisfied with the Shireh which is related to Truth in Mitzrayim exclusively. We want more. And this is Rabbi Akiva's motif, which was introduced. Then when we go come to the fourth course, I mean the first course is occupied, is taken by Drekes Amori. But when you come to the fourth course, so you remind yourself of the promise that Rabbi Akiva made. When the great Guru will be realized, then to be a Shir Chodesh. And this Shir Chodesh will begin to say immediately over the fourth class, or the fourth class, that is a Shir Chodesh. Upon the Rambam, the rest of the Halal, the Lama Hashem Elanu, to the Shimu Chatein Tavi, Al-Khaz the Halal Metecha. Why the rest of the Halal, according to Rabbi Tiri, the Shir Chodesh, because Halu, because after the apostate in Halal, the first two chapters in Halal belong into the group of Shiro Chadosho. Correct? And the Halal, which begins with Leilanu, is already the whole division of the Agdiyat HaMoshiach, Gula Seilom, and it's called Shir Chodosh. Why is it so again? So it's a pasuk. Halus Hashem kol geim shakhu kol umim ki gobal in chazir v'emes Hashem lo ilam alukho. Halus Hashem kol geim. It's just when he addressed himself to the entire manhood, to the entire mankind, to humanity, to all nations. Kol shabuchu kol umim, not only umim. Because the gula is not only a private gula, just for some people, but it will be a general universal gula for everybody. To go all in a chazdei, demes ad Hashem le'ilam. And that truth, includes everyone. How we call? This apparently, but we pick up the motif, already in Rabbi Akiva's Skin Hashem Akin Yagin and Adam of Allah and 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 Allah we speak exclusively as being Beit HaMikdash. And the Gula Asiri, exclusively. All right, we call it Piyot. But this Piyot was written by the Gedalia Paitonim, I mean, the Rabbi Bechatzi Alayla and all those, were written by Yesi Ben Yesi. The Gedalia Paitonim, Yesi Ben Yesi. Why suddenly we remind ourselves after the Seder, after we finish Melech Mulo Vakish Boches, this is a different story, what Boche, how the singer about the fourth course should be formulated. It's a different story. But after we finish the course review, is that who you know, is the Torah, the Torah, we are speaking already about an era and a psychological era. Suddenly, there is a change. From the natural historical events into eschatological events, into a new era. Ashulei Yengele Lailo, it means it will be a strange time, but a great time. The time of the Gula Asile. Right, yes. But this is how the Rambam interprets the machlekes between Rabbi Taf and Rabbi, it's not a machlege. According to Rabbi Akiva, before I conclude my shire over the second course, a shire which is related to Gulas Mitzrayim, I pick up another shire, which I did beauty of that. I'll be by Beit HaMikdash Kayom. I just pointed out that the Rambam and the Rambam have one is the Shtedikare was different. We have on the Kare Azriya and Abeitze, Ashmeni and Bosa, in the Famigo, during the time of the Bishamigdor, to use the egg on the Kare, on the Shulchan, is taught at Leit Hashim. The Gufish of Pesach and the Gufish of Hagidah. Very simple, of course. Of course, during the time of the Samir, he used to say, Pesach Shom Erech Limal Shema. Now he might not say Pesach Shom Erech Limal Shema. So he has to say Pesach Shom Erech Limal Shema. It's very simple things. And then also the Pesach Shom Erech is not Shavisenu Erech Limal. It's very simple things. Then, of course, Bizman Azeh, when you get to the Sude, what do you do? I'll just limit myself to the Rambam. What do you do? You wash, you may have made Selech and Menorah, Selechil and Smatze, you have 3 matze or 2 matze, and you eat, we are making the Mitzvah and Selechil and Smatze. Then comes Morer, and after Matze and Morer, comes Spirit. The way I'm following the Rambam, the Rambam sequence, because it's the order. Once a minute of Kayon, they used to eat, first of all, Pesach, Sudige. First of all, they take a look at it. No, first of all, Matzah. And then Matzah, either Matzah more together or Matzah more separately. Matzah, and then Matzah some rain. And after Matzah Umorer, he eats the Pesach and the Zelach. In a Pesach Nechol, Ella Seva. In a word, they used to eat Pesach. Pesach in the contemporary of the Kamilish ate Pesach. We eat Matzah. And after we have only a Zechal of Pesach, Zechal of Midrash, which comes to expression according to the Rambam in Terech. But the Zanshi Zanshi Karim, there was no need for Zechal of Midrash. You had the Pesach on the table in front of you. And then also there's a difference between the Zanshi Zanshi Karim and our time, is another difference with regard to the Afikiman. It's not just a mission of Kayam. What was the Afikiman for? What did the Afikiman consist of? Kazaites, Bizman Azeh, it's much. But, of course, I mean, there was a Pesach, the people used to eat the Pesach. There was no need for any symbols or substitutes for Pesach, Zechel and Mirish and so forth. Yeah. But basically in the Agoda itself, there's very much difference between Mizmanshi and Shurikayom, or Mizmanazi. Slight differences which are not important at all. The only major difference is Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiva. Because from the Rabbi Kiva there is a new dimension, actually, in Sifrei Yetzirah Mitzrayim, and this is the Bizman Sheim Bishamig Veshkayim, we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the restoration of Bishamig Veshkayim. So there will be the Bizman Sheim Veshkayim, we would not say Yitzin HaShem Atin Elei Yagenu Nadu Kam Acherim, but we will simply do the way Rabbi Tarfon advised us to do. Namely, just a drop of soil and nothing. Now the Rambam is the Gode, Nuscha Gode Shenagu Bo Yisrael Bezman HaGolos Tachni. Nasir Al-Kosheni, of course, I mean, that this is a cause from the Agadah, from the Sipur Agadah. The Eimer, apparently immediately before it sits down to the first Sheni, the Eimer, the Beilu, Yechsu, Avesenu, Mimitzray. Huh? Yotzenu, you're having to say. The Beilu, Yotzenu, 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 Mimitzray. This is where, what is it? This is this, well, why is it the same problem? We don't say it at all. Why is it so important? The Rambam, it's a headline in Rambam. Before anything else, say, Masr al-Te Sheni, Vemer be'ilu yotzonu minitzar. What does correspond in Aragode to this Rambam's be'ilu yotzonu minitzar? What corresponds in our Agadah, a parallel expression? No, no. Apparently it's not just a phrase which the Rambam adapted and so on. The reason he gives the phrase in the Rambam's Agadah is apparently we have a similar phrase. Parallel to this one. Where do you say? This is my opinion. Is, if you haven't, I'll take it again. Where's Rachmanio? At the very beginning. Well, Rachmanio, the Chol HaRishon Barad Mitzrayim, called the Chin Yisim Yichol, called the Tzirch Lepesach Yisim Yisach, Roshat HaOchol, Roshat HaDas Barad Mitzrayim, Roshat HaAvim, Roshat HaAvim, Roshat HaAvim, Roshat HaAvim, What is the Bebilu? Actually, let's understand, what is the Bebilu? The zero. What is it? Semantically, what is it? The beholo. The evil the beholo. Aramaic, the zero. The beholo. What is beholo? The beholo is chitos. Correct? The beholo is chitos. Chitosi. Chitosi. And most probably that this is Rechemeni. What is Rechemeni in the Gemara list of interpretations? Rechemeni, Lechem Shaloni, Shemen Dvai, Yashri, Yayin, Shemen, one does not discharge his duty because it is Amachloshe, anyway. But the shots from Lachmo Anyo, the way it appears in our Agadah at the very beginning of the Seira. Very beginning. After I get through with this course of Kiddush, I start with all Lachmo Anyo. But the Rambam, the whole Lachmo Anyo, is prefaced with three words, namely, the Bezilu Yotzun Mitzrayim. The Bezilu Yotzun whole Lachmo Anyo, the Zilu Yotzer in Mitzrayim, or the Zilu Yotzer in Mitzrayim, the whole Achmaranya, the whole Achmaranya. What is the combination? Why is it necessary? In my opinion, what does it actually mean, ki bechapozen yotzosom eretz Mitzrayim? Bechapozen yotzosom eretz Mitzrayim? This actually, the whole Achmaranya, and mainly the Bebeilu Yotzer Mitzrayim is associated, of course, with Bechipozen and with Rabbi Gamliel's Maimah that Kol Mishu Leomar Shavuor Emelu BaPesach LeYotzer Yedechem Yotzer Elim Pesach Matzah Morah. So let us live out Pesach and Morah, but we concentrate on Matzah. Matzah Zusha Neuchim Al Shemo. מה זה זו שלא יכם על שמו? על שום שפסח התנאו, נקשיב את זה. על שום שלא יספיק בצקר של אביסינו להחמי, עד שמיר עליהם, אנחנו לא יכולים הקודש ברוך הוא, וגואלו, שנאמר ויפס אמר את הבוצק, ובשמת הסכלי חומץ, כדיר של מצרים, לסמיה וגם סדר ליוסו להם. This is done as the Bebeilu Yotzer Mitzrayim, that is not not have the time even to bake the matzah. They have to interrupt the affairs of matzah, the baking of the matzah, and preparation of food, and leave the Mitzrayim immediately, b'chatzeis. This is the Bililo Yatzonim in Mitzrayim, and that is why, and this is Halach Ma'ani, the Chol HaMitzayim Barad Mitzrayim, in general, with regard to Halach Ma'ani, I want to make the following them. The Ma'an. Oshate hoche, kol bitzufin, yeser yechel, kol bitzurit, bitzurich, yeser yivstach, otzorach, pesach yeser yivstach. Why is it necessary to say? Is, in my opinion, we say it in order to meet a requirement which the Rambam considers it very important with regard to Yom Tov in general. The Rambam is the Gemara, I guess, but the Rambam is very explicit, unequivocally formulated. No ambiguity. The Rambam shikri is the Simcha, the Yom Tov, Simcha Yom Tov. Can only can be fulfilled, immediately the duty be fulfilled if I let somebody else participate in it. Supposedly. Samach to Ato Vilcho, Valdecho, Vamosko, Vagira Shabisharecho, Valeria Shabisharecho, Telechelik Vinachlo Imo. So the Rambam says that in Rigolim, with regard to Rigolim, is Hamitzuch and Aliyah Leregu and Korban Simche and the offering of Chagiges, the regular was the time of Akolas Korbanes, of offering many sacrifices, the mitzvah, and also by Reiso. And this is the mitzvah Simche, the mitzvah Chagiges, and the mitzvah for Asriye. I mean, it cannot be fulfilled, cannot be achieved, if the Rambam says, nail basically, if he closes his door and doesn't let anybody in. And the Rambam is very sharp in that. I mean, the Rambam is very sharp. But there is not, he calls it Simchas Tresen. Simchas Tresen, Simchas is his own organism, but if his own takes care, he takes care only of his own needs. He has no sympathy for the suffering of others. All right? Yeah. Then if you read it, interestingly, just one tell me, the affair of the Shabbos HaGadol, is mentioned that possibly Chol Shulchan is moment Tike or this is tell this, let's consider this. This is the apostle is in tell this. Yeah. But anyway, is the mitzvah for Simcha Yom Tov can be achieved only if the one who is capable of indulging in Simcha and in feasting invites Anim, poor people who are not capable of doing that, to participate in the festivities, and you let them enjoy the food and his home and Yom Tov. I mean, this is the mitzvah Simcha. Although the Rambam says, we have a mission in there, whoever closes his doors, is then the Simcha Shom Mitzvah, Elo Simcha Kreise. The Simcha of his own belly, the Rambam says. Is what to... So what has it got to do? I believe that Pesach Din Matzah is a similar mechaya as far as its doctrine is concerned. The Matzah Pesach is a mechaya in its doctrine. It generates a chiyuv its doctrine, precipitates a chiyuv its doctrine. On the part of all of us, Matzah has the same quality as Yom Tov in general. Yom Tov generates a chiyuv its doctrine. This is the Kiyum Yom Tov. Doki and Yom Tov is not just, as I said before, it's not just, of course it's very good, it's nice, noble, if I let others share my wealth and my and the things which I enjoy. It's very well, it's very important. But I mean it's not just Dokis. Dokis is important, in particular, Yom Tov is definitely important. But I think in the Kiyum, from the Gdusha Sayyim, from Simchas Yom Tov, as the Rambam says. The Simchas Yom Tov is the reason of Kiyum from Simchas Yom Tov, unless Simchas Yom Tov goes hand in hand with its Dokis, with help extended to the people who cannot afford to enjoy the Yom Tov as beautifully as he can. Oh, yeah, really for you, Christian? All right, yeah. And the Chayyim is Shmeach. Chayyim is Shmeach, he is duty bound. As it's Doki duty. Doki and Yom Tov is a separate Chayyim. Avo Mishnei El Dalt is Chatzirei. Missionary of Dalfus Katsere.
Yeah,
so missionary of Dalfus Katsere, but also the show that who was one of the Isho, the Mafia of Umashia, the Anim. Yeah? The Lord, that's the same as Mitzvah, and the same as Mitzvah. Exactly, it's not the same as Mitzvah, it's his own belly, alright. It's selfish, and it does not mean it's selfish. All I want to add is, the who are the one, this exactly see. Not only all the humanitarian, but Pesach as well, and in a double capacity. First of all, Pesach is a holiday. A Yom Tov is like another Yom Tov. But this, the duty of Zdoke, that a Yom Tov begins the first day Yom Tov in the morning. At the time when the Jew is ready to go into the Azore, fulfill Riyas Ponin, and begin to offer his Kobonis. The Sri and the Shom HaGiga and so forth. Then, if the form is nechul, is consumed by the people who brought the form, the balei form, if the balei form should invite Roni Geir, the lady, I mean, to share with him, I mean, the good things which are preserved and bestowed upon him. Yeah. In general, I mean, what is the opinion that in general one must not eat unless he invites others, I mean, to participate in the same meal, to share the meal with him. But Pesach night is also called the three days of the Zechar and called the three days of the Yitzchak. Of course, yes, Yitzchak is a problem in a Pesach Nechalal and Mir. It's a passion. Anyway, but this is especially, it might apply to the night of Pesach as a whole, or might apply to the Pesach exclusively. I would say it is the night of Pesach as an entity, the night of Pesach, one should invite, call the king whoever is hungry, and call the tree whoever is in need, and this is a theme in Pesach. Zdokian Pesach is a separate theme. I mean, it is Pesach for two reasons. One reason is because Zdoke is a theme every Yom Tov. Is every Yom Tov a noble act which enhances the theme Simcha? Yeah. Certainly because of Pesach. A Pesach itself. Not the best proof is the institution of Moshe. The institution of Moshe. What's happened to Moshe? Why don't they have Moshe before? Because Shavuos, before Sukkot? Because Pesach is a separate field. Matzah is the higher end. Matzah is the higher end. That's what they call the Chrim Yosef Yitzchak. No, they call the Chrim יש לי ליחל, כל זה צריך לפסח, יש לי ליצח. מה אתם שומחים? The question of more is hitting before Pesach, I mean about the reason behind that meaning. I know the old institution. The institution of more is hitting is mentioned in the right in your sound. as burden chasing, burden forces people or compels people to contribute to other funds, which you use for purchasing the matzah for the poor. It says all the Knesset Israel is. What is actually the ring, the common denominator in the matzah and in the exotic of my sitting? The Rebbe said, there is a question of the way. But I believe I have the answer. Now what does actually matter? What does actually matter mean, the meaning of matter? In Rabban Gamliel's interpretation, what does it mean? Matzah shomerichim ha-shumor ha-shum shalihistik v'tzeker shalavesa shalavisegu v'hachnit ha-shenigla l'imelach malach ha-mloch ha-kadish v'orch ha-go'olam shenema v'yif ha-sabotik v'lismatis v'yish ha-mitzrayim v'yoch ha-smoneya v'gam matzah v'gam mekele v'osnet. What is what does Rabbati, what does actually Rabban Gamliel tell us? It's very interesting. We don't care for tiny mitzvahs. We don't care for tiny mitzvahs. We do mitzvahs because the Almighty told us to do, and we find in the mitzvah performance, satisfaction without expecting any reward, and so forth. So what did Rameh say? Matzah zu ha-shumo, an interesting is something else. The Rambam, in the Nusach HaGodeh, says Matzah zu shenechem ha-shumo, so it's taken from Shein Lachmit. Exactly, it copies our Nusach. Our Nusach. In the Perek Ches, when he speaks about Rabban Gamliel, he says, U'magdia, u'matzah be-yodeh, v'u'ma matzah zu shenechem, על שם שהספיק בצייקם של עשינו להחליט. אז שמידו עליהם הקודש בורכו. הוא גאולה, מיד, שמידו עליהם יש לסבט את יפי נוסחה. פרק זיין? קורא, there is a number there is. Yeah, you will find them there. מה כה על שם שמידו עליהם? So in one place he has our נוסחה. Our נוסחה is השם שהוא הספיק בצפר של השם ולאחמד, השניגלה למלך מלכן ולכן הקודש ברוך הוא גולו. In פרק זיין is a different נוסחה. פרק זיין is מצו על שם שניגלו. So apparently, when he says על שם שניגלו, the Rambam, and we also says about מצו, השם שהוא הספיק בצפר של השם ולאחמד, apparently, both definitions are identical. אז נידאלו מינס והספיק בצקר של אביסיינו ואחמד. נית נידאלו. Because you know very well, if there is a contradiction in the Rambam, and I hardly believe that Rambam for that בנרות פרק חס, what he wrote about Matthew and פרק זיין. So it means that the Rambam saw no difference between the Nusra Hashem של נידאלו and the Nusra and the text the history of the Tepe Shal Alisayinu Le'achmet. Otherwise they couldn't accept few things of Nazis. Account of Amrila, the Amidi statement about the reason for Nazis, and Morer and Pesach, is Midaraisha. It's the Yotze Yedechev Yotze. But in Pesach, not the Morer. And what is so important actually, I mean, whether the Tepe Shal Alisayinu, I mean, had the time, I mean, to summons, or couldn't summons, because Pharaoh suddenly, I mean, walked in and told him out. You cannot stay in Israel any longer, and the way, and they couldn't prepare anything. Is it so important that it had been perpetuated lederes in the period that every Pesach night we have to exactly eat matzah? Is it so important that what is important about matzah is because it's so he speak the Tzeker Shem Lachmet, they couldn't let the dough ferment, and they have to take to carry matzah on their shoulder. In my opinion, Rabbi Shimon wanted to say is that Gula, the real Gula, the genuine Gula, comes always suddenly, unexpectedly. Moreover, at a time when people are ready to give up hope, when a certain situation is part of a situation and it keeps on deteriorating, and people pray, and people cry, and people beg, rachmim, and mercy, and you know, when there is no answer to their tefillah, no answer at all, silence. And the people are on the verge of years of giving up, of forgetting all promises and all predictions by Nevi'im and then. At that moment when the crisis reaches its maximum of crisis, that the crisis threatens actually, I mean, the very existence of the community, when people begin to give up, as I told you before, in the Geula, the Melech HaMashiach comes. Quite often when the people are in accordance and following their own limited and faulty reasoning, their own limited and faulty reasoning, and expect and give up hope, so then the Gula suddenly comes and take them out of the land of affliction. This is exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. The people in Mitzrayim were many, the Jews in Mitzrayim spent many, many years. As a matter of fact, we don't know how many years they spent. It's very hard to understand them finished. For a long time, in the hundreds, anyway, in the hundreds. And the people did not care so much about this weather. So when you see when Moshe came, they did not receive him enthusiastically. But something happened. After Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, when the Jews and Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, it was almost disastrous as far as the consequences were concerned. The Dashibut became heavier and bed-breaking. The Kved Yisrael, the prestige of the Jew sank down. And there was no respect for the matter of fact. Pharaoh began simply to look upon the Jews with this discontent. Meshe ve'aren, l'chulon al l'shulis, l'shulisechem al l'shulisechem, mirtimatem. It's not the way you speak to the person you respect. Mirtimatem, mirtim. Mirtim al noshimeh. Atim imru meucho v'navdus shem l'chino. Meshe's proposition, Moshe's suggestion to Pharaoh that he should let the people, give them a furlough for 3 days in order to worship God, he was not rejected, he was ridiculed. People, the Jews, are lazy and they look for all kinds of excuses in order to not to work. So now a new excuse to go into the Midrash and to worship, to take a bonus. It was, and all the hopes the Jews had, because there was a Savoy, there was a tradition carried from generation to generation, that a Gael will come, will say Prophet Pekaritius, and the Gael will pronounce the two words Prophet Pekaritius, so this will prove that his mission is authentic. Moshe came, he said Prophet Pekaritius, nothing of me. Not nothing of me. But this is the way this really works. And no one accepts it. And everybody, I mean, is skeptical about it. And everybody laughs at the possibility of Gula. If the Gula sometimes meet at midnight, knocks on the door, and the girl is right here. And this is matcha. Matcha means something unexpected. I have to go, that is matcha. Matcha is I stop the process of fermentation. This is matcha. I don't collect the a particular dough exposed, I don't let it be exposed to the atmosphere. Yeah, it means it is short, that he is short. It is paradoxical. It is not understandable. This is not. This is the way. The Gula is exposing yourself in the fire. When you stop believing, suddenly the Gula is knocked on your door. As long as the Jews prayed, and you see a chumash. Jetzt bei Jibbe Jomar Abneil, bei Jomar Samach Mitzrayim, bei Jochum in Israel und Aveda, bei Izoku, bei Taus und Rotsum und Kinn und Aveda. Is until the time that until the time of Pharaoh's death, so apparently the Jews did not pray for this work. They didn't pray at all. They didn't care about this Hebrew. Because many Jews may, led a good life and a physically good life and were prosperous. They had no need. But when did it change? When did this situation change? When the old Pharaoh died. The very moment they died, there was a change of policy and the government decided to oppress the Jews. I mean, to oppress and to mobilize the Jews as a work. As an army of workers, slaves. Then they exalted what our Shabbos was in the river. But after this war, did not answer. Yarnakim, Yedarakim. But the people in Israel had no knowledge. After this war, the dialogue between after this war and Meshach Rabbeinu, they had no knowledge of this dialogue, the people in Israel. And at the time when the crisis reached its climax, when the Jewish people were almost on the verge of complete assimilation and disappearance completely, so Meshach came. And Meshach at the beginning was not successful, Meshach at the beginning. Very far from successful. Apparently, they did not believe in anything. They did not, they didn't take the kasha, but apparently the Makkos did not convince them. The Rambam says that's exactly why they were not convinced. I mean, but anyway, but this is Gula. Rav Chaim Volozhin, people think that when the Melech HaMashiach will come, there will be announcements before and the whole world will change a day before the Melech HaMashiach will arrive. It's not correct. And he used to give a muscle. He used to portray a very strange picture. I imagine he used to say Birat HaMashiach in the following manner. It's a Monday afternoon, a plain, ordinary Monday afternoon. Nothing extra happened. I mean, the sun is covered by clouds, it's raining, it's a bleak Sunday afternoon, and I sit down to prepare the shiur. So I have to say, a very difficult shiur in Tam Tita, the Eis of Adraise. And I sit down at my table and I begin to study. And my wife, the Rebbe, comes in and says, "Listen, Chaim, this time you will not let the soup down. You will watch out of the soup because I cannot afford, to buy rice every day for you. But imagine, but don't forget. And so that time the lady sits down, she leaves the house, she wanted to go shopping. Time the lady sat down, then I sit down, I take out the gemara, put on my glasses, and I begin to look in her faces. But suddenly, I felt there's something different in the air. it is something different. What it is, I can't say. What is it? Take a look, it's clear, it's not as dark as before. I mean, and the light is not the same light as a bright day, it's different. So I sit down there, probably it's just a subjective impression, I'm wrong. And I sit down, but I cannot study. Something is. And suddenly, I mean, I hear a noise from the yard coming into the house, the noise. So I go over to the window, I mean, I see Yosef the Schneider, I mean, running. And I call him over and say, Yosef, what is it? What happened? So he said, Rabbi, you Mashiach had written it. This is the way. So suddenly, and suddenly the Rebbe comes in, all excited, Chaim, when Mr. Zara Mensch, Mashiach is in the market square, I mean, surrounded by all the Shani Yidin, and you are still in your house? And now tell her, give me my Shabbat to take a potter. I'll put on my Shabbat to take a potter, and I'll go out to receive the Melech HaMashiach to pay homage to him. So she'll make the dance. Oh, Stachizer is not knuffled about me. The button was turned off, and I forgot to fill the capote. So the question is whether he has a right to receive the Melech HaMashiach, while he will be closed in the capote with two buttons, and three is the number, which is in the crowd. And so Reb Chaim used to say, the capote is three buttons, not four buttons. I went to see the Melech HaMashiach. This is exactly what Dura is. And this is exactly what the Master tells us. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he waited for the Melech HaMashiach for Yomo. Reb Chaim, the Metra Ferdis is true, that when he used to lie down in the afternoon sometimes to take a nap, he used to tell the people, if it's a real noise, we wait for that. Because it might mean the beer of the Melech HaMashiach. But the very moment when the Melech HaMashiach came, he was late, and the kapote was not fixed. He was not ready for the Melech HaMashiach. And this is exactly what happened to the tribe. When the Jews retired, the Jews did not expect all from the Ayyub HaFei Salah. They did it because Moshe told them to do it, but they didn't understand. They did not expect it to be so quickly. It will happen. As Rav Chaim Volozhiner did not say, he believed, but he did not expect that Monday, bleak Monday, will be the Yom HaGula. And this is the greatness of Gula. Matzuzusha Neuchim Al Shumo. Not so much about, because of the Makkah. It doesn't say Makkah, Matzuzusha symbolizes, I mean, the punishment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon the Mitzvim, Makkah Sferas. You don't say Matzuzusha, I'll say Makkah Sferas. No. Matzuzusha Neuchim Al Shumo means what happened before. What is matter? What is the exact definition of matter? Means suddenly, unknowingly, unexpectedly, I didn't believe that the Gula will ever come. But in spite of my limited imagination, and limited faith, the Gula came. Asher yispid beiteke shel arisayinu lahachmi. At she nigru ale melech malchi amlochim akadosh baruch hu golem. He doesn't say, yispid beiteke shel arisayinu lahachmi, at she nigru ale, he did not expect Gilui Shchina, because the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim was the night of Gilui Shchina, who the Meir HaGodel, the Gilui Shchina. No one expected. And the matter of fact, about Moshe Rabbeinu, or the only one who was ready to go was Moshe Rabbeinu. And when at midnight, the people got the order to leave Mitzrayim, from Mitzrayim, there was no nation. They could have asked Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why there was confusion. So he said, So the Medrash says, where was Moshe Rabbeinu? So now says Moshe Rabbeinu was busy in searching, in a search. What did he search? There was no nation. And the people were not expecting the Gula. And this means Chippot. What is Chippot? If you expect something and you figure out logically and in consequences, there's no Chippot. Chippot means somebody who has no plan. And suddenly was upon him a new burden was imposed upon him. And he didn't know what to do. That's exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. And this is not. And this is the most important feature of Gulas Mitzrayim. Not only that, because Gulas Mitzrayim the greatness of Gulas Mitzrayim consists not only in the fact that Avisenu were redeemed and the Avdus Acheres, but this redemption and the revelation of the Almighty was a surprise to the Jewish Israel. As if they had no knowledge and they did not expect this. And this is exactly what the Rambam says, that before the Seder, before Lachman, the Be'ilu in Yetzir of the Seder of Israel. What's the Be'ilu? Is the Olo. The Olo. Beza, Hei, Lamed, Hei. The Olo. The Olo means fright, which is caused, motivated by disorderliness and confusion. So when he's confused, he gets frightened. He may lose it. This is the Olo. This is interesting. Rabbi Gamliel said that three things you have to explain based on life. Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. Three. Correct? Kol Mishloah Matzah Yisroel Pesach Luyot Lebi Chavoseh Veilah in Pesach Matzah Moriah. We shifted only one to the beginning of the Agadah. Neither Pesach, we should have said Pesach Shea Lusein Ha'ichlin, I mean Be'ilu or whatever, they could have said something on Pesach. No, Pesach they did not shorten. Pesach is the Pesach when we come in the Agadah, in the course of the recital of the Agadah, we come to Rabban Gamliel after we get through the Zagam Eilidoli, if you know this structure of the body. After you get through the Zagam Eilidoli, the whole parsha, so you start Rabban Gamliel. Then you start Salman Estini, but then the Agadah itself, you start with Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, addressed the words to three mitzvahs. To Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. So if the Baal Agadah, had found it necessary to move up the Rabban Gamliel to words, because the Geula, Yotzu, Yasson in Mitzrayim, Yotzu Alishen in Mitzrayim, it actually represents what? Rabban Gamliel's longer definition, namely, as to Yisrael, the Tekon Shem Lachum, the Yemach HaKosh Baruch Hu Golem, Shem Lachim, the Mosh Lugas Mosh Kavir Tzikomet, to mean that this is a long definition by Rabban Gamliel. Here we have a definition of Matze, the same as Rabban Gamliel. There's nothing real, one word missing in the Behilu Yotzah. I was saying in the time. So it means it was necessary to move up the Rabban Gamliel's definition to the beginning of the Godhead, to the very introduction into the Godhead. Yes. In this case, why didn't you do it to Pesach as well as tomorrow? So apparently, rather than about Matzah, but Pesach and Moriah, I mean, we say Pesach and Moriah, but not at the beginning of the Seder. Pesach and Moriah, we say in the last part of the Seder. Then you get to Rabban Gamliel. Why the discrimination? Why discriminate? is apparently, I believe that the Amitzin, he doesn't ask this question, but the Amitzin in his Pirish and our brother, in Reish Lakish, by the way, it's a good parish. He has novel ideas, but you should be careful with it. But so says something which Alpi Aloha I wouldn't expect it, but since the Mitzvot says it, and this, and in the fact that the Rabbi Gamliel's definition, out of the three definitions of the Mitzvot Halayla by Rabbi Gamliel, only one has moved up to the beginning of the Agoda, would confirm the Mitzvot's an idea. I mean, it's almost imaginative. It's imagination. But he speaks about a concept, but he doesn't explain it. What is the central mitzvah Pesach night? It would have never occurred to me to ask this question. What is the central mitzvah? Mitzvah is a mitzvah. The central mitzvah. No, but then you think of this question. What is the central mitzvah Pesach night? What is it? So he says, Bizman Abayis Ta Pesach. Makes sense. Anyway, whether the kasha is justified or not, the question, I don't know. But the answer makes sense. Bizman Abayis, he says, Ta Pesach. No, of course, I mean. The best proof is that it's called Chag HaPesach. Apparently, the Yom Tov was identified and merged with the Korban Pesach. As a matter of fact, the Torah, when the Torah speaks about the Yom Tov, it says, "Bein ba'avosa Pesach Hashem." Lach HaChum, there was no Pesach, so the role which Pesach played, who was shifted and turned over to Matzah. Now, the special uniqueness of the Leil Chag HaPesach comes to expression in Matzah, not in Pesach. Not in Pesach. Matter of fact, I wanted to understand it in halachic terms. And I believe that I have an answer, logically. I mean, exactly to understand what he meant. But the matzah is now the main mitzvah. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah special. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah special. There's the familiar story, there's a ruin family, there's no mitzvah special. Moreover, to declare moreover, the mitzvah, it's not the mitzvah, it's difficult in general, but Morer, it's not the Rabbanu, not the Raisa. So Morer is not mitzvah. So the only mitzvah the Raisa, which we saved from the Churban, is Matzah. Well, Matzah is when I said the Raisa, Morer the Rabbanu. No, hence, of course, I mean, the secret is Mitzrayim is not the Raisa. Secret is Mitzrayim. But in general, Matzah, according to the Mitzvah, Matzah is not only a mitzvah for its matzah and Pesach. It's more than that. Matzah represents Pesach. Represents, reflects the beauty of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is the main mitzvah. It is the main mitzvah. And the whole Achmaya, why was it necessary to take Matzah and say, because that's what I say. Every Pesach. As now is the mitzvah, the central mitzvah, the guiding mitzvah, is Matzah. And I set up Matzah as the guiding mitzvah by saying, by repeating Rabban Gamliel's definition. In short, in the definition of Rabban Gamliel, he said at the very outset, at the very beginning of the Agoda, in order to make matzah the central, the role of matzah, the role of matzah understandable, namely that matzah is the central mitzvah of prayer. It makes no, I mean, I see that you don't understand what the exorcism is that you want to say. As a matter of fact, I don't understand it either. But I believe that I got the, I picked up this prayer. There is a very strange and the advances a very strange theory. As a matter of fact, had it been just by the Metzies, even though he was a Rosh Hashiva for so many years, was a big ador, I would have ignored it completely. It's not the way I was trained. Anyway. However, I found it in Mordechai. Mordechai says it in the name of the Ram Rutenberg. The Ram Rutenberg, not Mordechai, not the Metzies. You cannot just throw them out of your house. So you have to pay attention. They came up, I saw the terrorists in a masculine, but they came up with a very strange theory. The Mordechai quotes it in the name of the Maram Rutenberg. Very simple. Maram Rutenberg is Chachmi Ashkenaz. They say that this man and Midrash, the Seder was like that. They used to eat first and say that God in it. Because we have many kashes, which will be erased with the stroke of a pen if you accept this concept or theory. If you accept this theory, we ask a friend of your kashes, how do you know Shigetina? How do you know that you are going to dig twice? Well, perhaps we'll dig five times. And why was that to make? Who am I? I don't know, perhaps we'll eat hummus later. The son questions the father about things which the son did not witness. It's too soon, it's too early in the evening to witness it. And the guy, I don't know any parents over there. So they taught him around the next, all right? You teach him. All right. But otherwise it is, it does no answer. So the Maram Rutenberg says, the Maram Rutenberg. This is because Lachachum Mabayis has now changed the order. First, Lachachum Mabayis is first Agode, and after you get through with Agode, you get from Pesach and Mas. This is our Pesach. But this man, based on English for Yekayon, they used to say today, wash their hands, and say, I'm a Kira Tzadayim, and say, I'm a Kira Chaminoret, and eat, not the Kira Smitzi, but the Kira Shrashus, as well as saying. The Kira Shrashus, that's what I'm quoting the Maram Rutenberg. The Kira Shrashus, and after they got through with the eating, they used to bend the course. In the Muslims, that in our Seder is the third, is the man Amidrash was the second, and then they used to at the end of the second course, they used to eat matzah. They eat matzah and Pesach and all the delicacies. Of course, all kashas are wiped out. As if you used a wet cloth. It's wiped out. It's like the surface becomes clear. There's no problem anymore. But then the kashas and then are wonderful. They are in place and because they did like that. The shechora beis hamikdash. So the chachmei hamishnah has rearranged the seder. And the matzah was placed back over in the center. The matzah now begins to make sense. The matzah was placed in the center. And the Pesach, I mean, lost its prominence, so to say. So, is So how was it say, say that? How did it say that change? By saying at the beginning. Does it say that, say that change? By saying at the very beginning. By making the declaration at the very beginning. That the beholding Yotsu Abitainum in Israel, or Yotsonum in Israel. And this is symbolized by Master. And this is the name, this is the name that is the most characteristic feature of Gulas Mitzrayim, the Abichipos. And that is, that this is reflected by Master, the idea of the Abichipos. In Mele, we are reversing the order, and Master will come first, and Pesach will come at the end of the Afachilus Master business. Pesach, Matzah will come first, and Matzah becomes the animal of Dvorim Harvey, why actually don't we, I've got to ask something, why actually didn't we arrange it? Why didn't the Mishnah arrange it the way that it sees and the Mordechai suggests? Why, what's wrong? The answer is, because the Matzah would lack one quality. Namely, lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim ha'avim. According to the Seder, they practiced, according to the sequence of the Bayis She'ini, the Beis Hamikdash, so you could not say the Agodah first and the Matzah next, because the Matzah has got to be exposed on the table during the recital of the Agodah. Lechem eini, lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim ha'avim. What do we do in the Tao Seder? We take the matzah, pour lachmanio, then we send the matzah away for 5 minutes, and the zakiras hashulchan in the four kashas, and then the very moment they begin to say, Avodah Malinu, we bring the matzah on the table. Doesn't the Ramos say the matzah yiyu megulin kol zman amiras avodah? The only time when we cover the matzah is when we pick up the cost. Bishan got Avisenu, Ashadolonu, Halel, but as long as if there is no special duty, of a homage, of course, of picking up the course, so the matzah is on the table. Because as the Kazai is, as a loche, a matzah has got to tell us people it is Mitzrayim. Not only I tell my friend people it is Mitzrayim, but the matzah tells us people it is Mitzrayim. In the way it is, the Abraham Rudberg is right, and this was actually, this happened during the Yishayim, the matzah, the meal preceded the agode, so and we ate matzah, and they ate matzah when? Before the agode, but anyway, before the agode. Because it's not a lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim ha'avim. It's not a lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim ha'avim. That's why we introduced that the matzah, the agode should be recited first, and because the Agodah is recited first, we have the opportunity to expose the matzah to the Sifur Agodah, and when we eat the matzah, al achilas matzah, is the matzah which we consume, is what kind of a matzah is it? Lechem she'inim ol ha'dvorim ha'avim. And that's what bothers me. I don't know how them here works it out, I don't know, but this is not important now, I understand from that. Is the Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, the Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, is a proclamation that Matzah is Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, on the contrary, that now the Seder is different, it is not Agode and then Achille, but it is Achille and then Agode, no, the Seder is different, and now it is Agode, plus Agode followed by Achille, correct? Agode followed by Achille. Why? Because why is Agode followed by Achille? Why not Achille before the Agode? Because the Matzah must be Alechem She'inim ol ha'dvorim ha'avim. And without having the matzah ready for simple years, for the matzah ready, I mean, we cannot eat the matzah. So when I say the Be'ilu Yotzeh Avosenu Mitzrayim, what I mean to say is, and this is the matzah. This is, please. I interpret Rabbi Gamliel. What do I say? This man should be coming to Shayakayam. That's the Mishra Yakayam when they actually ate the Pesach and the Matzah and the Matzah before the Agoda. They missed, what did they miss? They missed the Lechem Sheinim or Dvarim Habe. Don't have it. So nowadays, or to say that the Mishnah appears to say so, that the mat that you say about the first and not the next, even though you don't have black and white, that this is exactly what you should do. But the way we study the Mishnah is, I mean, the impression you get is that first is Agode, say Sheini, say Shlishi. Say Sheini, you cannot ben share. Say Sheini, you cannot ben share. So what happens, you cannot ben share? Means when you go on with Agode, or cannot ben share, because what kind of cannot ben share? This is the problem. Anyway, the Matzah, so the mana buys, so the Matzah and the Pesach were consumed after the Agode, before the Agode. And then when the Agode started to stay the Agode, he had no Matzah, nor did he have Pesach. I mean, to which the Agode should be, should address itself to them. Yes. But when the Lacha Churban Migdosh, when the Matzah was the sequence was changed, what was the reason for changing? The reason was because Matzah has got to be Lechem Sheinim of Dvorim Hare. The Matzah must be exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is still exposed. In the meaning, the Matzah cannot be exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim unless I say that I got the first and the Achila next. Now how do you? So you have to say that the Matzah Sipur. So that's how we start. We start with the Yilu Yotzra Veseinu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It means this is the Chiyuv Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is limited to the Matzah. And since Matzah there is a separate Chiyuv from Matzah from Lechem Sheinim or Dvorim Harvey, so we cannot eat and postpone the Agoda until after the meal, but you have to say the Agoda immediately. I mean, you cannot eat and postpone the Agoda until he gets through with the meal, but he has got to eat immediately. He has got to just lunch. You cannot eat. The halacha is she'enim olav dvorim harbe means simply that the Matzah is a source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when I say the Agoda, the Matzah should be al Shulchan, in order the Matzah should be called Lechem She'enim olav dvorim harbe. In Zman Abayis, they didn't consider it necessary that the Matzah be al Shulchan. Be a source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So since, and there is no need for the Matzah to say the Misaper Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, the Gadol should tell the story of Mitzrayim. Yeah. However, Lacha Churban, so they realized they changed their mind and they introduced first the Agode and then the Achille. Is Matzah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, his subject is exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because you have the Matzah Vashuchon, during the time you say the Agode. So this act of exposing the Matzah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Esta Kiddush. And Esta Kiddush, the way that it is said, Esta Kiddush is the Mechai of Achilles. The Mechai, Esta Kiddush, all of his Kiddush leads to Achilles. If there's no Achille, no Suda, there's no Kiddush. If you shall not take Suda, then that's the third time. In Pesach night, the same Aloha applies to Pesach night as well. That Kiddush must precede the Suda, and the Suda follows immediately the Kiddush. What is the idea? And that's exactly what according to the Bordechai, the ancient Yerushalayim used to do Pesach night, they used to say Kiddush, and right after the Kiddush, they used to recite. Not recite, on the contrary, have the Suda. This is the way they did every Yom Tov and every Shabbos. When Lacha Churban, the next of the Kiddush, the Suda did not follow up the Kiddush. but the Agoda is covered with it. So there was need for an explanation. Why? Why should this night be different from all nights by eating, by postponing this Suda until after the Agoda? Why? Because the matzah is an instrument of the Kiddush Mitzrayim. And if the Suda follows the Kiddush, so the matzah has no chance to be an instrument of the Kiddush Mitzrayim, because the matzah is eaten up before he gets to the Kiddush Mitzrayim. The Kiddush Mitzrayim is at the end. So what is the reason? That is the reason that the matzah, that Agoda is said the way we do. It means immediately after the Suda, and the Suda comes next to the Agoda. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is exactly what is the Bebiyulu Yotzer saying. Before they started, now, when it says we make Kiddush, the make Kiddush should be Kaddish, Vechil. The Kiddush in Suda is one Nechayek. It's one concept, one idea Kiddush in Suda. The Rashbam speaks about it in Arab Sofim. It's one idea, it's one concept, it's one beauty. Kiddush and Suda Shabbat. So why is Pesach different? Because Pesach, the idea of Kiddush and Suda collides with another idea. Which idea? From Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim at the top of the matzah, Lechem Sheni Melach Lechem Haaretz. So you need the Agoda, you cannot eat immediately, but you need the Agoda for the matzah. So I say that there is Kiyum Agoda. So what do? I proclaim aloud that this matzah is a part of the Kippur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we have got to start with the Agoda immediately. Holach Mu'ayir, the Chol HaVetzon Be'ar, Be'ar B'Mitzrayim. It means, it is, the Chol HaVetzon Be'ar B'Mitzrayim means what? Means that the matzah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the Be'ilu Yotzon HaMitzrayim. The matzah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the story? The story is the story of the Ketzozen. Hence, let us continue with the Agoda, with the entire Agoda. So the Agoda is given to the Pharaoh, the Pharaoh is going to say, This made the reintroducing the matzah as the central mitzvah, that the whole Seder from Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim revolves about which the whole Seder revolves, this singling out of the matzah, that this is the main idea, and the matzah has got to be a part of the Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim, an instrument of Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This idea was expressed in the Be'ilu Yotzer HaVisenim Mitzrayim, or the whole Achmanim v'chol HaVisono. It means that the mitzvah's matzah, it should be exposed on the table during Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, we postpone the Suda and we go on with the Agoda. This is the way the Nitziv interprets. The matzah is a separate halacha. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not through Pesach. You don't say Pesach Sheni Melach Dvorim Haaretz. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not through Morer. You don't say Morer Sheni Melach Dvorim Haaretz. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is an instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is one thing, namely what? Matzah. So you introduce the matzah into the test to the Seder immediately, right at the Kiddush. Because if you postpone to introduce the matzah right after Kiddush, so the halacha as in Kiddush or in same Suda means, as after Kiddush, Kiddush must follow by Suda, I mean, comes in, will come in, will force us to say instead of the Agoda, I mean, to engage now instead of the Agoda, in Suda. Because if you don't say Allah, no Allah. You don't say the Bil Yotzer Tzeinu Mitzrayim. You said Kiddush. Shechayonu v'timonu v'gonu v'zman hazeh. Amarnu v'kiddush. Hey, this Yom Tov. Fine, Baruch Hashem. All right. Next. What is next? Just a minute. What next? Next is Suda. Any Kiddushman can Suda not mean he shouldn't walk away. It means that Allah, the same student, the same Kiddush, is the one to you. His next is Sude. Fine? Next is Sude. So I start Sude. But this is not our minute. We don't start with Sude. We are about to start our body. So you've got to explain to people. The people who get me right. Then why say that body? Why not eat the meal on me? And I keep it from King Sude. Because that is the apostle for what Rosh Hashanah is. This is the Chubot. As the Kiddush is only where the Sude is consumed. If the Sude is not consumed, immediately there is no Kiddush. Okay. So why should you change? The answer is we change because you know that I have the matter later as exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because matter is akin in matter that are two humans, akin in Achilles matter and from Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in order to save the role of the matter, the source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, I have to start with the God and not with the Sude Esther Kiddush. That's what you say right away. Esther Kiddush. This is the matter, and this matter is the source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This matter is, so to say, the instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. She tells you the whole story of Shibud and Gula, because the matter is the symbol of Jewish Hine. Hatshenigleim ha-melach, ha-kodesh boruch u-golam. Yetzias ha-matzah ha-tzion u-mitzrayim. And therefore, we overlook the aloche, we overrule the aloche. The Yetzias Mitzrayim Sude. In order to be able to observe the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim to the Chosor, namely to have the matter on the table, while the Agoda will be recited, and the Achilles and the Sude, which is so important for Kiddush, will be postponed, willy-nilly must be postponed, until after the Agoda. And this is the whole Achmoani of the matter is singled out, because of the matter, of the role of the matter, as Lechem Sheinu, as Lorem Harvey, the Seder was changed. Namely, that instead of Achilles and King Sude, Achilles to combine Achilles with Sude, we postpone the Sude until later, and we recite the Agoda while the map is exposed. You want to take it? Take it. Not I wouldn't see, I wouldn't spend a sleepless night. But as a matter of fact, I knew of the theory, and I did not pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Why, I don't know. I didn't feel this theory is genuine. I don't know. Then I came across the Inner Shota, Rav Ashalei. No, Rav Ashalei, for 60 years, Rav Ashalei, Rav Ashalei, great to see, said it. In Inner Shota, take that God in Inner Shota. You can find it now it's very cheap and stuff. You know why? Because people don't know the value of it. It's excellent. When it comes to the Baracha, the Yad Netu Yashtayim, the Nere Godel Yashtayim, the Zerei Yashtayim, the Nesa Makas, it's wonderful. You take it to take a God and look up. And you say, this is just a friendly advice. I am not sure. In the publication, I also say. But I didn't like. I felt like that there is some element of masculinism in the answer. So I felt it. So I didn't pay attention. But then the unbelievable, the impossible happened. I opened up the Mordechai, in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram Rutenberg. The Aloha. But the Aloha answers all kashas. And the whole Achmania is good. So upon that Aloha, the Matzah has a single, a unique position. And I have to introduce them at the... Imagine, as I told you before, it's not a trick. I'm not playing comedy. I'm not a comedian. But I invited guests for the Seder. They are the guest camarades. They don't know how the Seder is. Didn't attend any school about it. Yeah. Or any sessions in the center about the Seder. Three camarades. He came. I told him, I jumped up. Kiddush. Kiddush came. I said, Kiddush. No, I mean, they are ready for the Seder. And I'm not ready for the Seder. They didn't ask me, well, why not? I mean, why can't Kiddush without the Seder? The whole teaching study for you is one unit. You want to end it? What do you mean, Kiddush, when it comes to it? The spirit will consider, no doubt about it. So he said, no, I can't define. Right, define. What should I show him? I go over to that body, what not that body is there. You see what the Dagoda says here? That matter symbolizes the whole practice of Dagoda. And that's why matter deserves